Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Camille Saint-Saëns and the Forbidden Carnival. Close your eyes and imagine a dim room in Paris. A famous man sits alone at a heavy wooden desk. Slowly, carefully, he slides a stack of papers into a drawer. Then, click, he locks it shut. Inside that drawer is music. Beautiful music. Music he has forbidden the world to hear. He's scared. He's embarrassed. And if his serious, important friends found out what was written on those pages, they might never stop laughing at him. To understand this mystery, you need to meet Camille Saint-Saëns himself. Picture a very proper French gentleman with a magnificent bushy moustache, round spectacles, and an expression like he'd just bitten into a sour lemon. He walked with his chin held high. He spoke in long, complicated sentences. He wore his reputation like a heavy velvet coat. "I am a serious composer," his whole body seemed to say. "Do not make me laugh." But here's the secret nobody knew. Underneath all that seriousness, Camille had a playful heart that was dying to come out. You see, Camille was a genius, and everyone expected geniuses to be serious all the time. By 3 years old, he was playing piano. By 10, he was performing for audiences of hundreds. By 20, the greatest composers in Europe were calling him brilliant. He wrote grand symphonies, sweeping operas, important music for kings and presidents. But sometimes, late at night, when nobody was watching, Camille wanted to be silly. And so, in the winter of 1886, he gave in to that playful heart. He wrote Le Carnaval des Animaux, The Carnival of the Animals. It was a suite. Do you know what a suite is? Think of it like a book with lots of short chapters, or a zoo with lots of different rooms. Each chapter, each room, shows you something completely different. 14 little musical portraits, each one painting a different animal using nothing but instruments. And the first room in this musical zoo holds the king of all animals. Now keep your ears ready for the pianos. They're going to race from the very bottom of the keys all the way to the top, over and over, like waves crashing on a shore. But those aren't just scales. That's the king of the jungle opening his massive jaws for a golden, thundering roar. Here he comes. Thank you. rushing piano scales, roaring up, roaring down. That was how Camille painted a lion without using any words at all. He used the shape of the music to show us something fierce and powerful. This is what makes the Carnival of the Animals so clever. Camille didn't just play pretend. He showed us that music can paint pictures. The right instruments, the right speed, the right notes, and suddenly you see things with your ears. Now let's tiptoe to the next room in our musical zoo. The door creaks open and we're in a barnyard. Camille wanted to paint chickens, but he didn't use paint. He used something called staccato. That means short, pointy, pecking sounds. The violins stop bowing smoothly. Instead, they jab at their strings, like beaks pecking at the dirt. Listen for it. Peck, peck, peck. Cluck! Those jabbing, pecking sounds. Pure barnyard chaos. Camille must have been chuckling into his moustache as he wrote that one. Now, in the next chapter of our musical book, the scene changes completely. We leave the noisy barnyard and step onto a slow, dusty path. Think about a tortoise for a moment. Those big, ancient creatures with shells like polished stones. They don't make much noise, do they? So how would you write music for a tortoise? Camille had a brilliant idea. He took a famous dance tune that everyone in Paris knew, a wild, kicking can-can that dancers performed at lightning speed in fancy nightclubs. The kind of music that makes people jump up and kick their legs high in the air. And then he played it very, very slowly. Listen now. This bouncy tune usually zips along. Zip, zip, zip. But Camille stretched it like taffy. Plod, plod, plod. The same notes, a completely different feeling. That stretched, plodding music. The same zippy tune transformed into a tortoise's patient journey. You just learned something very important about music. The tempo, that's the fancy word for speed, can completely change how a piece feels. Fast notes feel exciting and wild. Slow notes feel calm and sleepy, or in this case, tortoisey. Camille used the same trick for his next animal, and oh, this one might be the funniest of all. Imagine an elephant trying to dance ballet. Those huge grey feet trying to tiptoe across a stage. That big wrinkly trunk swaying back and forth. Camille took a delicate fairy ballet, music written for tiny sprites fluttering through moonlight, and gave it to the biggest, lowest instrument in the whole orchestra, the double bass. It's taller than a grown-up, with strings as thick as your finger. Listen for that deep, grumbly voice trying so hard to be graceful. That big grumbly bass trying to dance like a fairy. Thump, thump, thump. The elephant is doing his very best to be dainty. This is what made Camille Saint-Saëns a genius of musical humour. He knew that putting the wrong music with the wrong instrument could be absolutely hilarious. A delicate tune on a deep rumbling bass sounds just like an elephant in ballet slippers. But not every room in this musical zoo is funny. Some are simply magical. The next door opens, and we step into another world entirely. A world of cool, clear water. Shimmering fish. Light dancing through ripples. Listen for the piano. Those bubbling, rippling notes that sound like sunlight sparkling through water. And underneath, the strings are swimming, gliding, floating weightlessly. There's also a strange, shimmery instrument called a glass harmonica. It sounds like bells made of water.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Those rippling arpeggios and that ghostly shimmer, like floating in an underwater dream. From stomping elephants to floating fish, Camille could paint any world he wanted. But now we come to the naughtiest part of the whole carnival. The part that made Saint-Saëns nervous. The part that might have gotten him in serious trouble. You see, hidden among all these animal portraits, Camille included some creatures that weren't really animals at all. They were people. And one of them was pianists. Camille was making fun of piano students who don't practice properly. He wrote all those boring scales and exercises, the same ones students play every day. But he made the pianos trip and stumble on purpose. It's a musical prank. Listen for the clunky, awkward sounds. Plonk, plonk, plonk. The poor pianists keep making mistakes. Camille put pianists in his zoo, right between the chickens and the tortoises. Imagine being a famous concert pianist at the premiere of this piece, sitting in the audience in your finest clothes, and suddenly realizing that Camille Saint-Saëns was comparing you to a wild animal. Some people laughed. Some people did not think it was funny. And Camille wasn't done being naughty. He thought perhaps the pianists were getting a bit old and dusty too, like fossils, ancient relics. So the next room in our zoo is called Fossils. A xylophone plays the main melody. Why a xylophone? Because it's made of wooden bars, and those bars sound like bones rattling together, dancing skeletons. But here's the cleverest part. Hidden inside this piece, Camille quoted lots of old, old tunes that everyone knew. Nursery rhymes and folk songs. Listen carefully. You might hear Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star hiding in there among the rattling bones. Now you understand why Camille kept this music locked in that drawer. roaring lions, stomping elephants, pianists treated like zoo animals, old tunes called fossils. This wasn't the work of a serious composer. This was the work of someone who wanted to play. And Camille was terrified that if people heard it, they would stop respecting him. So he made all his friends promise, "Don't let anyone perform this music while I'm alive. It's too silly. People will think I've gone soft in the head." But there was one exception. Out of all 14 pieces in the Carnival of the Animals, there was one that Camille allowed to be played in public. Just one. The most beautiful one of all. It wasn't funny. It wasn't a joke. It was the moment when Camille's serious side and playful side finally shook hands. The Swan. While all the other animals bounce and stomp and cluck and rattle, the swan simply glides. A cello sings the melody, rich and warm, like a voice humming a lullaby across a moonlit lake. The piano ripples underneath like still water. This piece was too beautiful to hide. Even Camille couldn't lock this one in the drawer. It was honest. It was tender. It was everything his playful heart had been trying to say all along. Sometimes the truest things we create are the ones we're most afraid to share. Camille Saint-Saëns lived to be 86 years old, a very long life, especially back then. He travelled the world. He wrote 90 more pieces of music. He was treated like royalty wherever he went. And through it all, he kept his promise. The carnival stayed locked away. In 1921, Camille died peacefully in a hotel in Algeria, far from the cold Parisian winters he'd always disliked. His friends kept their word that now that Camille was gone, they finally opened that drawer. And the whole world heard it. The lions and chickens, the elephants and tortoises, the swimming fish and dancing bones, all of them were set free.
And you know what's funny? After everything, all those grand symphonies, all those serious operas, the Carnival of the Animals became the most famous thing Camille Saint-Saëns ever wrote. The silly musical zoo he was ashamed of. Everyone knows it. Those serious, important pieces he was so proud of, most people have never heard them. There's a lesson in there, I think. Sometimes the things we make just for fun, the drawings we doodle when we're bored, the stories we tell to make our friends laugh, the songs we hum when nobody's listening. Sometimes those are the most precious things of all. Because joy is never something to be ashamed of. And the playful heart inside us deserves to come out and dance. So tonight, as you close your eyes, imagine a grand carnival tent glowing with golden light. The doors swing open and all the animals are gathering for one last parade. The lion strides in first, his mane flowing like fire. Chickens flutter and squawk. The tortoise plods along, taking his sweet old time. An elephant tiptoes past, trying so hard to be graceful. Fish shimmer in bubbles of light. Skeletons clatter and grin. A few embarrassed pianists shuffle by, hoping nobody notices them. And at the very end of the parade, gliding through the torchlight, comes a single white swan. Quiet, beautiful, free at last. Sweet dreams. And remember, even the most serious people are allowed to be silly sometimes.